The No Phone Zone by Jane McBride, based on a true story. It is such a happy day when the family gets together. Children's Songbook, page 199. Tyler was playing tag with his cousins when he heard his grandma calling.
Everyone come inside. It's time for dinner.
Tyler's whole family was together for a family reunion. Even Uncle Robert and his family had come from far away. As everyone gathered together, Tyler noticed Grandma holding a basket. He wondered what it was for.
I'm going to pass this basket around,
Grandma said.
It's for your phones.
Tyler heard several of his cousins groan.
Our family doesn't get together very often,
Grandma said.
This way, we can listen to each other better. We can all get our phones back after dinner.
Uncle Hiram made a funny face.
Welcome to the No Phone Zone,
he said as he put his phone in the basket and passed it on. Tyler looked at his phone. He liked playing games on it, and he was waiting for a text from his best friend, Ethan. With a sigh, he put his phone in the basket and handed it to his cousin. Then he heard a ping. Was that a text for him? He barely stopped himself from reaching for the basket again.
Thank you,
Grandma said.
Now, let's say a prayer and eat.
After the prayer, Grandma brought in a plate piled high with hamburgers and hot dogs from the grill. They looked delicious. Tyler helped his little brother put a burger on a bun, and then grabbed a burger and two hot dogs for himself. Grandma laughed when she saw his plate.
You eat just like your dad did when he was your age.
Tyler smiled back.
I'm a growing boy, Grandma.
Aunt Tracy laughed too.
That's exactly what your dad used to say.
After dinner, Tyler's grandparents, aunts, uncles, and older cousins all told stories. Usually, Tyler didn't stick around to hear the grown-ups talk. But this time, he didn't want to leave the table. He never heard these stories before. Tyler especially liked the stories about Dad.
Did Dad ever get in trouble?
He asked.
Oh, yes,
Grandpa said.
He was always making crazy inventions, like toasters that also opened the blinds, or at least tried to.
What do you mean? All of my inventions worked perfectly,
Dad said. Everyone laughed. Grandma looked at Tyler.
We're proud of your father, and we're proud of you, too.
Tyler felt a little embarrassed, but mostly he had a happy feeling inside. Suddenly, Tyler realized that he hadn't even thought about his phone for an hour. He had been having so much fun. When Dad said it was time to leave, Tyler gave Grandma a big hug. Thanks, Grandma. This was the best dinner ever. The author lives in Colorado, USA. Sidebar. We build deep and loving family relationships by doing simple things together, like family dinner and family home evening, and by just having fun together. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. End of the story, The No Phone Zone, read by Jane Wise, Jonah Brooks, Lars Anderson, Kristen Hawkins, Van Farnworth, Wes Nelson, and Amelie Strongen.